Come in, come in. Fortune favors the bold, and tonight, adventurer, it favors you. The dice have been cast, the wheel is spinning, and the card has been dealt. We do not always choose when the story shifts. Sometimes, the door opens on its own, and it's the wind that invites us forward. Tonight, we speak of movement, chance, and of sacred timing. Tonight, we meet the Wheel of Fortune. Some years ago, I decided to take a journey to the crystalline caverns under the Shardspire peaks of Echofall. A journey that would take me only a couple of days passing through the Starline Expanse. I knew I probably should have checked the map to make sure that it was updated. It wasn't. And it wasn't until I was at the edge of the Salt River Dunes, in a place where time itself seemed to stutter, that I knew that I was absolutely lost. My rations had dwindled to stale bread and wild thistle tea, and the map I had trusted led me in circles. But it was here that I crossed paths with the Weaver of Odds. As I was searching for shelter, I saw a flitting shadow. The sound of fabric flapping in the wind. And when I'd looked back to where the sound was coming from, in the direction I was walking from, as if I had walked through it and not even noticed it was there, a tent of patchwork colors flapping in the heat's haze. Inside sat an old man, eyes milk white, hands constantly in motion. Next to him, a spinning wheel with images of different cards, dice faces, feathers, and other symbols etched, glued, and nailed to it. He said nothing, but he gestured for me to sit. As I did, I looked at the wheel and asked, "What happens if I spin it?" He smiled. "What happens if you don't?" As I reached out to spin the wheel, I could feel an aura around the wheel itself, as though it were filled with an energy of a thousand lifetimes. The wheel whirled and clattered. And when it stopped, the token landed on an image of the moon wrapped in vines. "The path ahead will twist and turn unexpectedly. But it will bloom. You will still find the path that you were looking for, but this journey will bring you more than that. I sat with him for a moment. He gave me some extra rations and then set me on my way. 3 days later, I met a caravan whose broken axle I helped repair. They fed me, guided me, and introduced me to one who would become a dear companion. The wheel didn't promise ease. It offered change. And in that change, something aligned. Sometimes fate comes not with fanfare, but with a whisper and a spinning wheel. The Wheel of Fortune upright is the great arc of fate in motion. This card represents change, karma, destiny, and the turning of cycles. It speaks to moments when the unseen world nudges the visible, when events line up beyond our planning. It's about the right place, the right time, and the mystery of why. When upright, the wheel can signal good fortune, a lucky break, or the opening of a new chapter. But its core teaching is this: the only constant is change. And change, while uncomfortable, is often the very thing that we need. It reminds us to find grace in the turning and not cling too tightly to the edge. The wheel turns for everyone. When the Wheel of Fortune appears upright in a reading, it's an indicator that something in your life is shifting. Often, it's out of your direct control. And that's not a bad thing. This card may herald synchronicity, chance meetings, meaningful coincidences, sudden insight, or an opportunity that arrives just when it's needed. It can signal a release from past struggles, or a breakthrough in long-standing patterns. It's the breath after the storm. In romantic dealings, it can point to a destined encounter or an unexpected shift in a relationship. In matters of career, it may show up as a promotion, a change in direction, or a new contract that just might set things in motion. But even more than prediction, the wheel reminds you to trust the flow. Where are you being nudged? What keeps repeating? What happens when you stop resisting change? The upright wheel doesn't guarantee comfort, but it does offer movement, and often, opportunity. I have learned to respect the spin of that Wheel of Fortune. I once tried to control every outcome. I charted every step. I plotted every destination. And then came the detours, the unplanned songs, the broken bridges, the strangers who needed help. Now, when the signs are strange and the wind shifts, I listen. Before I left that patchwork tent in the Salt River Dunes, the Weaver of Odds gave me a token straight from his wheel. He told me, "For when things are uncertain." And in those times when I am uncertain, I let it spin across the table. Not because I believe that it holds the answer, but because it reminds me that the universe is always turning. And sometimes letting go is how we move forward. So, adventurer, if you find yourself at a crossroads, or if everything seems to change at once, know this. It may be the hand of fate, that spinning of your wheel, setting your story in motion. But what happens when the wheel won't turn? What if fortune feels fixed, or worse, twisted? Next time, we'll return to the Wheel of Fortune reversed. Until we meet again, adventurer, the Tarot Tavern is always waiting, where stories are etched in the cards and wisdom flows like mead from the tap. The journey doesn't end here. It's only just begun. Come back soon. Your next chapter awaits. Before we part ways for now, I just want to say thank you again for spending some time with me here at the Tarot Tavern. Every tale told and every card turned is powered by passion and a fair bit of coffee. If you'd like to help keep the lights on here at the tavern, I've set up a coffee page at ko-fi.com/the Tarot Tavern. That's TheTarotTavern. There, you can toss a one-time tip to the bard, or if you're feeling especially generous, you can become a frequent adventurer. Frequent adventurers are monthly supporters who help cover the behind-the-scenes costs of this podcast. Hosting fees, production tools, ink for the quill, wax for the candles, you get the idea. As a thank you, every frequent adventurer will receive a personal shout-out right here on the podcast and a special Tarot Tavern sticker mailed directly to you as a token of my thanks. It's my way of raising a glass in your honor and letting you know just how much your support means to me. Now, you'll find the link down in the show notes, and whether you do choose to support with a donation or simply by listening and sharing this podcast, you are helping keep this story alive and the mead flowing. And honestly, adventurer, I couldn't be more grateful.